يا نفس إن لم تظفري لا تجزعي يا نفس إن لم تظفري لا تجزعي.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. ما بعد، we are still doing our doors to Jannah, and today inshallah ta'ala I wanted to share with you a very very beautiful, very easy, a very encouraging door to Jannah, and that is the door to knowledge, that is the door to Islamic sciences. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah shall raise the ranks of those who have iman and also of those who have knowledge. Allah will raise their ranks many, many, many degrees, darajat. And so of the ways we can increase our chances not only to get into Jannah, but to get to a high place of Jannah, is to study the beautiful sciences of Islam, the knowledges of our Sharia, because it is that knowledge that is going to help us to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll be able to worship Allah azza wa jal upon what is called in Arabic a basira, which is a knowledge that is based in the heart. We'll be able to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our actions of worship will no longer be monotonous rituals. Rather, they will be based upon a type of knowledge that will bring about its own spirituality, its own joy. We shall worship Allah knowing why we're worshiping Allah and how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, there are so many blessings to knowledge, but I'll share with you a few in the short time that we have. Of the blessings of knowledge is that when Allah created this new creation called human beings, and He told the angels that I'm going to create this new creation, the angels were concerned, why would you do that? And Allah wanted to show that this new creation had blessings that even the angels did not have. Allah wanted to prefer Adam over the angels. How did Allah Azza wa Jal show that preference? Did Allah create Adam bigger than the angels? Did He create Adam faster than the angels? Did He create Adam with more wings than the angels? In fact, angels are bigger and faster and stronger than mankind. Isn't it the case, right? Angels can fly. Angels are created out of light. There are so many perks and blessings that angels have. But when Allah wanted to create a creation in which He demonstrated that He truly preferred that creation over the angels, what did He do? Allah tells us in the Quran, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. Allah preferred Adam via the medium of knowledge, by giving Adam knowledge that the angels did not have. And when Adam was blessed with that knowledge, the angels understood, truly Allah has blessed that entity over us. And that is why they said, Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. Allah taught Adam the names of the things, and the names of things means here, He taught him language and speech in a way that even the angels do not know. And therefore the angels understood that Allah Azza wa Jal had preferred Adam over them. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that it is the people of knowledge who understand the Qur'an and who worship Allah Azza wa Jal properly and who have the true fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Qur'an, in Surah Al-Ankabut verse 43, that these are the parables that we give in the Qur'an, and no one understands these parables except the people of knowledge. إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. Except the people of ilm, they understand these parables. And Allah Azza wa Jal reminds us in the Qur'an that true knowledge will bring about a fear of Allah and a perception of who Allah is and why we worship Allah. In a very beautiful verse, Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. Truly the only people who have khashya of Allah, and khashya is a fear that is based from the heart and that is based upon knowledge. It is a genuine fear of Allah. That the only people who have that level of taqwa and fear are those who have true ilm. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. It is the people of knowledge out of all of the creation of Allah who truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the people of knowledge
who see through shallow slogans and see through issues that others might not see through. They're not deceived by the outer shells. They're able to see through emotionalism and other waves that go through humanity. It is the people of knowledge who are above those fads that come and they go. And this is best demonstrated in the beautiful story of Qarun. If you know the story of Qarun, if you remember, Qarun was a very, very wealthy man in the people of Musa. And he would flaunt his wealth. And he would demonstrate to people that he was richer than everybody else. And the people who saw Qarun, they were salivating. And they would say, how come we don't have what Qarun has? Even though Qarun was not righteous. Even though Qarun didn't care how he got his money. And he was arrogant and impetuous and rash and just boastful. Overall, just a very, very evil person. But when the other people saw his riches, they were salivating. How we wish we were like Qarun. What does Allah say in the Quran? قَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ. The people of knowledge said, woe to you, what's your problem? You're being deceived by the wealth of Qarun. Can't you see through Qarun? Allah's reward is better than what Qarun has, if only you understood. And that is why when the punishment of Allah came and destroyed Qarun, the other people said, thanked the people of knowledge. And they said, you were the ones who showed us. You were the ones who taught us. And it was Allah's blessings that, you know, you were here and you told us this, or else we too might have been destroyed. The point here is that the people of knowledge are those who see through that which others do not see through. They're able to stand above the crowd, literally. They're able to see and understand what is going on. And that is why our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the true inheritors of the prophets, they are the people of knowledge. In a famous hadith in Tirmidhi, he said, "Al-ulama warathatu al-anbiya." The people of knowledge are the inheritors of the prophets. What does it mean, inheritors of the prophets? He himself explained to us. He said, the prophets do not leave behind gold and silver. The prophets, when they leave this earth, they leave behind knowledge. And whoever takes that knowledge has taken a fortune. SubhanAllah, you know, we look at these multi-billionaires in this world, and so many amongst us, we just imagine, what if that multi-billionaire, he left us 1% of his wealth, we would be so wealthy. What if we had a little bit of that? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, the wealth of the prophets is better than the wealth of the billionaires. And every one of us can tap in to the inheritance of the prophets directly. We don't need to go through these billionaires. Every one of us has the opportunity to become the richest person on earth through the legacy of the prophets, and that is by studying knowledge. And that is why in the entire Quran, there's only one dua that Allah told our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say to increase something that he already has. What is it? وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي وَتْ عِلْمًا. He said, oh my Lord, increase me in ilm, increase me in knowledge. And therefore, knowledge is one of the best and one of the easiest ways to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith is very, very amazing. It's very powerful. It's in Tirmidhi. It's an authentic hadith. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the superiority of the scholar over the worshipper is like the superiority of the moon over all the other stars. It's an amazing hadith. A lot of people think the one who constantly worships Allah is the highest level. And the Prophet ﷺ called him a star. He's great. Stars are really great. They're beautiful. They're shiny. They're whatnot. But the Prophet ﷺ said that one scholar is like the moon. And all of the worshippers put together do not equal one moon. Because the metaphor is profound. When there's no moon, thousands and thousands of stars are in the sky. One moon comes, the full moon, and it eclipses all of those stars. Why? How? Think about it. A worshipper only benefits himself in the end of the day. That's good, he's a star. But a worshipper cannot benefit other people. But a scholar comes along and changes the course of humanity. An alim comes and literally leaves a legacy that will divert the intellectual course of that generation, of that people. And all you need to do is look at, for example, Imam al-Bukhari, look at Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, look at these great ulama. Who remembers the names of the billionaires who lived during the time of Bukhari? Who remembers even the name of the Khalifa? Who was the Khalifa at the time of Imam al-Bukhari? Who remembers the princes and the politicians at the time of Imam al-Bukhari? All gone in the dustbin of history. And every single Muslim on earth knows the name of Imam al-Bukhari. Because the impact of that one man and all other scholars like him is something that cannot be purchased for all the power in this world and for all the money in this world. And therefore, dear brothers and sisters, one of the easiest paths of knowledge is the path of Jannah, is the path of knowledge. And that is why I encourage myself and all of you to always be eager. Let no day go by of your life except that you learn something about this religion of Islam. And these days, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, the internet is there, YouTube is there, all of these channels are there. There's so much ease of access. You know, again, those of us who remember the pre-internet world, you know, when you had to read an actual book, and that is, of course, no doubt the default. But here's the point, and I'm going to conclude on this point. I'm not asking every single Muslim to give up their career and to dedicate themselves full-time to Islamic knowledge. No, it has never happened in the history of mankind. The majority of Sahaba were not ulama. It's fine. You don't have to become an alim. But if you're not going to become an alim, don't remain a jahil. Don't remain ignorant. Learn. Become a student of knowledge. Because there's a middle category. You have the ignorant, you have the scholar, and then you have the one who's student of knowledge. What I'm encouraging everybody to do is to become a student of knowledge. Listen to lectures. Start reading some basic books. Start being associated with the local circles of knowledge in your community. Around the globe, you will always find some people that are willing to teach you. And of course, with the internet, you will find, alhamdulillah, so many teachers out there. So my suggestion to myself and all of you is, if you're not going to become an alim, don't remain a jahil. Be a student of knowledge. Every day, learn something new, and you will be surprised at how quickly you will learn in leaps and bounds. And every bit of knowledge that you gain, you will see how it will impact you in a positive manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the righteous and make us of the people of knowledge. We'll see you inshallah in our next lesson. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقوله